Chapter 64. Oh, that you would tear the heavens, that you would come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence, as when fire kindles the brushwood, and the fire causes the waters to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, that the nations may tremble at your presence. When you did awesome things which we did not look for, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. Since ancient times no one has heard, and no ear has perceived, and no eye has seen a God besides you, who works for him who waits for him. You meet him who rejoices and works righteousness, those who remember you in your ways. Look, you were angry, and we sinned. We have been in sin for a long time, and shall we be saved? For we have all become as one who is unclean, and all our righteousness is as a polluted garment, and we all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is none who calls on your name, who stores up himself to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us, and have consumed us by means of our iniquities. But now, Lord, you are our Father, and we are clay, and you are our potter, and we all are the work of your hands. Do not be furious, Lord, neither remember iniquity forever. See, look, we beg you, we are all your people. Your holy cities have become a wilderness, Zion has become like a wilderness, Jerusalem a desolation. Our holy and our beautiful house, where our fathers praised you, is burned with fire, and all our pleasant places are laid waste. Will you refrain yourself for these things, Lord? Will you hold your peace, and afflict us very severely?